Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 28, Johannesburg 27, Rustenburg op na 31 grade.
The R24 N12 link, both of those highways trying to get in there and through to the Galilee's interchange, very, very slow. And the N3 southbound through London Road and past Modderfontein, that's running very slowly as well. And then once you're through there and into Galilee's interchange all the way down to Geldenhuys, that's busy as well.
In your sport headlines, Hugo Brewers reiterates Percy Tau's stance about Al Ahly benchings, meaning no call-up for Bafana Bafana, and All Black scrum halves inspired to play against the master DuPont this weekend.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het bepaal dat beskuldigde nommer 3 in die Senzo Mejiwa moordsaak se aanhouding en afsondering onwettig is. Mtobisi Mnube is nou al in afsondering sedert 2020 by die Kgosi Mampuru 2 korrektiewe dienste sentrum. Hy word saam met 4 ander beskuldig vir die moord op die voormalige Bafana Bafana kaptein. Mnube se medebeskuldigde, Fisokuhle Ntuli, het dieselfde aansoek ingedien, maar dis nie toegestaan nie. Hier is regter Swanepoel se uitspraak.
His case really hinges on the allegation that his further incarceration at CMAX is in conflict with the respondent's own standard operating procedures that only allow for the incarceration of a prisoner in CMAX for 18 months, save in certain exceptional circumstances.
Die Departement van Korrektiewe Dienste sê ondersoek die implikasies van die uitspraak. Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge, Ronald Lamola, sê intussen die beweerde verspreiding van vals inligting oor die land se saak teen Israel by die internasionale geregtigheidshof is nie goed vir die saak nie en is net 'n poging om aandag daarvan af te lei. Suid-Afrika beskuldig Israel van massamoord vir sy oorlog in Gaza wat na al die lewens van 43,665 mense geëis het.
We have further been at the forefront of supporting the state of Palestine's admission as a full member of the United Nations. On the 28th of October 2024, we submitted our memorial to the ICJ containing evidence which shows how the government of Israel continues to violate the Genocide Convention by promoting the destruction of Palestinians living in Gaza.
Uit die media vandag toegespreek oor verskeie internasionale kwessies. Israel se weermag het intussen aangekondig dat hy Amerika se sperdatum om toegang vir humanitêre hulp tot Gaza toe te laat bereik het. Die land het glo 'n bykomende punt oopgemaak van waar hulp die gebied ingeneem kan word, maar die VN sê opnuut dat dit nie genoeg is nie. Cape Nature en die Nationale Vervolgingsgesag het intussen in die afgelope 3 boekjaar 109 sake van vetplantstropery aan die hof voorgelê. Die DA-lid in die verband, Dave Bryant, sê dit het gelei tot 57 skuldigbevindings sover en straf sluit boetes in van tussen R500 tot R1 miljoen en tronkstraf kan tussen 150 dae tot 2 jaar lank wees.
The extent of succulent poaching in the Western Cape is deeply troubling, as it not only endangers our unique biodiversity, but it also fuels a destructive illegal trade network. Cape Nature has done commendable work, tirelessly protecting these irreplaceable natural assets and bringing perpetrators to justice. We must continue to support Cape Nature's efforts to curb this devastating poaching trend.
A geel vlak 2 waarskuwing is intussen uitgereik in Limpopo. Dis nou vir ontwrigtende reën wat plek tot oorstromings kan lei en enkele baie en donderbuie word ook vir Gauteng en Mpumalanga voorspel môre. Pretoria bereik 'n maksimum van 28, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 26 en Skukuza 25, Polokwane 24, Musina 27, Mahikeng 30 en Rustenburg 31. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
4 in a row. More music you love. And more music than anyone else. On The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Time stood still. Just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life.